ABC Radio Australia.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Lungi Kerasoma, and she's with Tullamore Media in Samoa. But before that, for you to understand what's going to happen is a simple maths equation. There are 51 seats in the Samoan Parliament. To be in government, you need to have 26 of those seats. The ruling HRPP party, the Human Rights Protection Party, who have been in government in Samoa for nearly 40 years, have been the people making the decisions. But then this election in 2021, the FAST party, they only really came together, registered as a party in July of last year. They managed so far with preliminary results, very important, not official yet, preliminary, to have 25 seats. The HRPP, 25 seats. 26 seats to make government, one seat, it's all happening. So let's talk about it. Lungi joins me now in Samoa. Talofa lover, Lungi, how are you going this morning?
Talofa to you too. Pretty good. We're heading back to the gym, not the actual gym, but we're heading back to the official count of the last week's results.
Now, Lungi, I'm so incredibly excited about this election, and I'm in Australia. I can't even begin to imagine what it's feeling like in Samoa, given how close it is right now.
Yeah, I think we all feel the same. You know, before the election, people were so eager to hit the bowling balls. But now after the election, they're making all sorts of comments about, you know, they have to know who the government is. Now they're very eager to see who the next government is. And they're actually making their own decision. I mean, calling Fiamme, the prime minister, and then everything. So it's an exciting week for us all.
I think everyone's so excited because Fiamme Naomi Mataafa is the leader of the FAST party. If she is successful and is able to be in government, she will be the first female prime minister of Samoa. So I think people are very excited about that. But, you know, in this time of election wash-up is where the, you know, armchair experts come in.
Yes.
So tell us about today, because today is when the official count starts. So far, we know that the HRPP and FAST party are looking like they're at 25 seats. What can we expect today and over the next few days as the official count starts?
Yes, as of Friday, that was the result. But mind you, they haven't counted the special votes then. That's happening today. So we could be seeing some changes in numbers and in figures today.
And then it's also
after the special count.
Yeah, and it's also important to remember that, you know, candidates then have 10 working days after the official results to petition in the courts if they feel that, you know, they won the seat.
Yeah.
And we know of past elections that these court challenges are very possible. But what I also want to talk to you about is the kingmaker, Tuala Iosefo Ponifacio, who is an independent winner, a really kind of amazing story in his own right. He's tried for 15 years to get into government, and there's not government, into parliament rather. And now it might seem that he will have the deciding vote. If it does come down to him as the independent who gets to choose that deciding vote, is there any indication of which way he could go? Will he join the HRPP or will he join FAST?
Well, not at the moment. We tried talking to him, but he said it's too early. He said he has to talk to the constituency. And the decision comes from there. But yes, he has been trying for many years to get into parliament. He also ran against the government in the last election. He also took government, one of the government's three controversial bills, to the court recently, and he won. And when he won that case, that opens the door for eligibility to some of the other candidates. So we're speculating that he could be moving towards FAST, but that's our own speculation at the moment.
One of the key,
given what he has done so far.
Yeah, and on that, one of the key themes, like, you know, even before people hit the polls, was this idea of change, either, you know, change in the government or change in the way that the government operates if the HRPP was to get back. And I know Tuala has commented on that, saying, I don't want a government that comes in that does the same as the previous government, really going to keep, you know, what is happening in the Fono and the parliamentarians there to account. Can we say that, you know, even though there is no official result, that the real winner this election has been democracy?
Exactly. I think democracy for the first time has actually spoken. And you can tell by the way people have responded through the polling booths, their votes. Democracy is alive in Samoa.
Yeah, and
recently.
Oh, yeah. Well, because that's the thing, is that because the HRPP have been the ruling deciding government for so long, like, you know, last, you know, parliamentary cycle is that they didn't have a working opposition. Now, regardless of what happens, there will be a working opposition. And with that comes accountability. With that comes transparency. How will that change the shape of politics in Samoa?
You know, when FAS, when they got 25 seats, I for one didn't expect FAS to come this far. I mean, I was sure that they will actually bring in the number to make a strong opposition. But to come up with 25, it's amazing. And for us, whether they become the government or the opposition, I mean, the balance is there.
Now, on the off chance, like let's keep going down this path that it's going to be a 26 to 25, you know, government and opposition kind of situation. Even if, you know, they get the numbers with 26, they'll still have to elect a speaker, which means, you know, they can't vote, like, you know, the speaker can't vote in the floor. So then it will be on the floor of parliament 25 to 25. How much extra work will that be for the government to get their bills through?
Oh, our government, our parliament doesn't work that way. Whether you're a speaker, you're still sided with whichever party that you come in. But hopefully with this party, if FAS does come up, I mean, we really want a neutral speaker to be up there. But it doesn't change where he's he's still at FAS or HRPP.
With where his party lies. You're listening to Lungi Kerasoma. She is with Talamua Media in Samoa, covering the election that took place on Friday, the 9th of April. Lungi, just from the voting, we saw a real split, obviously, between the FAS and the HRPP party, but also that split between the islands of Savai'i and Upolu too. It seemed that FAST voters were, you know, mainly Savai'i. Upolu was, you know, sticking with the HRPP. What other things have we learnt in this election, judging by the people that have been voted in?
Well, you must realise that Lauli is actually from the Pic Island. And, you know, I think what the government did wrong was when they removed one of the seats from Savai'i and added two seats to Upolu. And that didn't sit well with the Savai'i people. So, of course, they had to come up, and they actually came back full force in support of their own boy. I mean, that was the first mistake the government did, was removing one of the parliamentary seats from the Big Island and added two to Upolu. So we all knew what was going to happen. We knew that Savai'i will respond positively towards Lauli and the FAS. And now we see Upolu. You're right that Upolu actually for the HRPP. So what we actually learned from this is that I hope, all these things we hope, it's still a balance between people. You know, there are still strong supporters for HRPP, but FAS, I think FAS and plus all the people from overseas, the diaspora and everything, the people have spoken. And even the Prime Minister during our press conference, he was in shock. He was, because he didn't expect FAS to come up with 25. Mm. He has already informed the UN people that HRPP would secure 42 seats and FAS 6, but that wasn't the case.
It wasn't the case in at all. And we'll still have to see with the official results, as I keep saying, what the final lie is. But finally, regardless of what happens, what will the next 5 years in Samoa look like when you've got, you know, a government, a working opposition and people who want to be heard? What will that mean for Samoa over the next 5 years?
It means that democracy is alive in Samoa. It's just a matter of them working on it, and a government that actually exercises democracy.
Indeed. Well, I know you're probably very eager to get back into that gym and see those counts happen. So, Fafatai Lava Lungi, thank you so much for joining us. Manawia Leaso.
Thank you.
So far, that was Lungi Kerasoma there at Talamua Media. Like we said, the official account starts today. If you want updates, probably the best place to go to is the Facebook page of the Office of the Electoral Commission of Samoa. They're doing amazing work at keeping people updated. So if you are interested in what is happening in Samoa, and I know that a lot of people are, that is a good place to go to get verified, credible information.